Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is about the most important frequency of all, and that would be yours. We're going to show you how to find your frequency and what that means and how effective it is for so many different issues. So our intention for today's show is that everybody might be able to get back to themselves and be totally in their own vibration, at peace, ready for anything. That's all. And before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. First of all, we have right now our sound healing conference is going on at this moment. In fact, let me share my screen here. We've got actually Stephen Halpern is actually presenting right as we speak. The good news, though, is that everything is pre-recorded, so you can watch everything for the next 3 weeks for free on the conference. So if you go to globesoundhealingconference.com, which is here, then you can register for free. And I think it's till May 19th or so that there's free playback. And so we've got Stephen Halpern presenting right now. Tomorrow, I interview John Stuart Reed, which is always interesting because we kind of bounce off each other. And then Liz Addison does a whole thing on chakras and movement. And then Carrie does a whole thing on all the different frequencies that trees and plants put out that have been measured and how we affect those frequencies and especially how they affect us. And then we got Allie, who does a whole thing on how to release and use your voice in case you're still scared. And then I go through how to treat about 20 to 25 different issues in detail with sound. These are from our Medical Sound Association, where we have over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists and meeting bi-monthly. You could join. And we have created treatment plans in detail for all of the different medical aspects, the current medical treatments, which informs how we're going to approach it with sound. And then we have input questions and also intake questions and also safety guidelines, as well as a full range of treatments. You can find all of those at medicalsoundassociation.com, but I go through the highlights of it in the conference here. So, yeah, there's some really interesting presentations. This morning we did Bruce Lipton. Bruce is a trip. Bruce is totally interesting. A lot of work on how to use your voice through this whole thing. Because if you don't, if you're still scared to make sound with your voice, that's a blockage. You need to be able to express yourself freely. Otherwise, that can cause a lot of disease. That's the whole thing. So, globesoundhealingconference.com. So, we also have some things happening at the Institute this Sunday, a week from Sunday, May 5th. We have our free sound healing workshop and open house. And we go through how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We do a lot of sound meditations, and we also put you on the sound table and get you blissed out. We also have the sound vest now as well. And so that's May 5th from 1 to 5 in Sausalito, just north of San Francisco. We also have some sound baths coming up with Jan Jorgensen and Michelle Newman, both light beings. They are amazing with sound and the voice. And that's May 11th from 10 to about 1:30. And they're going to go outside and go down on the edge of the bay and do sound as well with everybody. And then I'm going to be doing a sound bath on the Sound of Love. And I got my new looper, where I can actually do multiple layers of sound at once. And that's May 17th from to 9 p.m. And tickets on our Eventbrite. You can find everything at soundhealings.com/events. We also have our online sound treatment center has launched, and you can actually get treatments online, one-on-one, with the best sound quality ever. I had it pulled up, but let me pull it up again here. Soundtreatmentcenter.com. And oh, let me go back to the homepage. So we have about 25 different practitioners that are really powerful and have been trained on how to do miking with everything. We even use compressor limiters for to make the quality of the sound just like CD quality. It's really just excellent. And you can find full range of practitioners. You can even search for different issues that you might have. You can search for price. You could search for all full range of issues. And so that's soundtreatmentcenter.com. Check it out. Right. And then we have, okay, we also have our sound healing certificate program, which is starting in person in Sausalito, June 18th to the 28th, 10 to 9:30 every day. And that's half of the certificate program. You can start the online portion. The other half is online, and that's 6 months. You could start even this week for the online part. And it's really powerful, especially the summer intensive, because it's 10 days all day, every day. You get in the zone and you don't come back, right? And it's really transformative. And you learn very specific techniques on how to heal yourself, how to do treatments on others, how to, everybody has to do a sound bath where we have all the instruments there. So you get to play with all the instruments. And it's just a really cool group. So, if that's too much for you, we have the 3.5 month program starting September 3rd in person. And then again, you can start the online portion anytime, 6 months online at any time. Or you can do the whole thing online. And that starts April 30th, just on Tuesday, or May 2nd, or even May 7th. So, it's really effective online. It works really well. And again, you learn how to work with sound to do treatments and sound baths, but also the structure of the universe, how the universe works based on vibration, because that's the basis of all reality based on physics, right? And also, you learn a lot of skills and techniques to be able to open up your own practice. As well, we're a vocational school, so we have to place 70% of our students. So we're very good at helping you set up your own practice or find a job. So we also have a recording program. We're pretty far into it, but the next one starts next November. Or if you want to watch the videos, you could do that. We also have our voice analysis software that we use for treatments. So you can get a treatment for $85, and we find what notes are missing. And notes, with the research we've done, the notes correspond to different issues, physically and emotionally. And then we give you a CD with those notes that are missing and your tone along with them, any vowel to actually get it back into your system and get a balance of all the frequencies. We also sell the software. And if you buy it by June 1st, the training is on June 9th. And then you can do treatments on people, not only live, but online and over the phone as well. Good thing to add to your practice. We also have the brainwave assessment kit that we sell, that we're going to be going over in detail today. And you can get a treatment, or you can actually buy that kit and do treatments on people as well. We also have all the info at soundhealingcenter.com. You can go to the school and see all three of our certificate programs. You can go to the store where we have over 400 products, including a full range of frosted and Tibetan bowls and alchemy bowls and CDs. We have over 100 CDs, videos and books. My book, Complete Guide to Sound Healing, is the number one selling book in the world in sound healing. We also have my recording books as well, The Art of Mixing. And a lot of technologies at the soundloungecenter.com, which you'll find in the store. We actually have a full range of vibroacoustics which will vibrate you into bliss. I use it twice a day, every day. SoundLoungeCenter.com. So we have sound lounges, sound tables, we have sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins. Let me show you a few of these. There we go. So we've got the dolphins that vibrate. We have the pillows that vibrate. We actually have the sound vest with six speakers in it, or a little sound strap that you can strap on any part where you have pain. Oh my God, it will get rid of any pain you have going on. And then we also have just a full range of vibro acoustic sound tables as well, massage tables, and also different light glasses that you can synchronize with the vibroacoustics as well. That's at soundloungecenter.com. You can find all of our therapies at soundtherapycenter.com, and our research foundation is at soundhealingresearchfoundation.com, where we also not only have the Medical Sound Association, we also have the Sound Education Association, where we have over 500 treatments, or not treatments, exercises for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. And we're expanding. We've already got 2,500, and we're going to create a whole curriculum in the next 2 years and take it out and create schools around the world. So you can join that and help at soundeducationassociation.com. So those are most of the things we have going on right now. So let's look at how to find your frequency. Again, the most important frequency of all is yours. If you go to yourhomenote.com, you'll find all the information we're talking about today. Now, it's interesting because a lot of people talk about your frequency. And what we've discovered is the main frequency of you is your rhythms of your heart, brain, and breath. Those are the main rhythms of you, and everybody's rhythm of heart, brain, and breath is a little bit different. So when you find yours, where you're at peace, where you're at peace, then we can actually use that rhythm and get you back into that peaceful state, that core peaceful state of homeostasis, where you are totally calm, peaceful, and grounded. And there's nothing better than that for your health. It's where your immune system works the best. It's where all organs go into alignment. It's also where you're the most creative, because we're the most creative when we're at peace. And it's a portal to other dimensions where you're one with the universe. So that's your metabolism. Now, ultimately, we're going to be doing this with EKG and EEG, where we can actually find this rhythm of you where you're at peace within just a minute. Now, for the heart, you have to average it out, because the heart goes up and down with heart rate variability. It's always going up and down. And so you have to average out the heart where you're at peace. But we found that that average of the heart rhythm is an exact octave of the brain and of the breath. The brain is actually an octave faster, and the breath is an octave slower. But they're completely in sync when you're at peace, right? Now, ultimately, well, I'll talk about how we're going to do it later, but I'll tell you how we do it right now. So what we do is we play each of the 12 notes and rhythms and see which one makes you the most peaceful. And once we find that, we can take the actual rhythm and double it until it becomes a frequency or a note, right? So if you got, for example, if you have 2 hertz, and we find that your rhythm is 2 cycles per second, which is like two beats every second. Dum, 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 dum. That's about 2 cycles per second. Right. Then if we double that, that's called an octave. And an octave is the exact same note. It's like different octaves on a piano. You got C at multiple octaves, right? So we double two, that's four, that's the same note, then 8 and 16 and 32. 64 hertz is a C. So if your heart rhythm happens to be 2 cycles per second, then, or probably half of that or whatever, then it's a C. And then we can octavize it up and give you a song in the key of C with that rhythm embedded in it. And that's what we do. We now have 48 CDs in delta rhythm, theta, delta for sleep, theta for creativity and oneness, alpha for learning, and beta for thinking and overcoming ADHD. And then gamma is in all the CDs, which is for blissing out. Right. So we give you four different CDs with delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma in each one, tuned to your rhythm. And it's really effective. I mean, it's shockingly effective for a full range of issues, including anxiety, depression. I mean, for anxiety, when you have anxiety, really, it's a chaotic vibration. In fact, your brain, if you looked at the EEG of your brain when you're in anxiety, there is no stable rhythm. It's kind of bouncing around. It's kind of all over the place. So what this does is it gets your brain back to its stable rhythm of you that you would naturally be in when in homeostasis and peace. Same with depression. When you're depressed, the brain's kind of going a little crazy. It's going not it's not vibrating consistently. So this gets you back. Same with PTSD. Actually, with PTSD and trauma, what's happening is the brain is actually running the rhythm of that trauma, which is a chaotic rhythm. Ah, right? And so, and in fact, you can actually see that rhythm of the trauma running when you do an EEG, and then we get you out of that rhythm back to your stable, consistent place of peace. This is especially good for ADHD. The main type of ADHD is where the brain doesn't go fast enough to be able to think. So they give people speed, right, to get the brain fast enough to that threshold where you can think. Well, once we find your rhythm of your brain, we can give you binaural beat rhythms, actual rhythms that will entrain your brain into your beta, which is really fast. And then you can think again. It's like a cure because it creates new neural pathways as well. Or if you want to go into a state of creativity or even oneness, it's really effective in theta because we can get you tuned to your theta, and then all of a sudden you get creative downloads. It's the best for doing artwork or music, or being in a state of heart coherence, which is gratitude, compassion, or love. There's nothing better than your rhythm and theta for that. But it's just the very best for traumatic brain injuries. I had this one guy who actually had gotten beat up in a bar in San Francisco years ago. And for 10 years, he was on Adderall. And then we did a assessment on him and found his note. And within 1 week, he was off the Adderall and back to his normal rhythm. And his energy was drastically different. Instead of being kind of amped all the time, he was back to being able to be at peace again. But it's also just the very best for sports preparation and recovery. I mean, alpha is the state to be in when doing sports. Alpha is where you're 100% present in the moment, alert and awake. It's exactly the best state. In fact, when you are on a hike on a rough trail, you're always in alpha. or you're going down. You're going down, right? You have to be 100% present, watching for any rock coming up on that rough trail, or you're going down, right? So that's alpha. So getting you into alpha for sports is really cool. It's also really good for the delta for sleep. The delta sleep is not dreaming. It happens about an hour and a half in the night, about a half hour to an hour after you go to sleep. And if you don't go into delta each night, you're going to die. If you don't go into theta, which is the dream state, then you're just tired. But delta is critical because that's where you're being rejuvenated by source. You're one with God being rejuvenated. And it's like you have to go back or you die. So finding your rate of your brain and when you're asleep is just so effective. There's so many people, and there's good research around this, that are really, really just transforms them so they can sleep. And then there's also good for autism based on the research of Jeffrey Thompson and for dementia. Where are you finding the notes of all 150 participants at the Calabria Dementia Center in Napa, California, where we have a contract? And we've been testing them all, putting them on the sound table with their note. It is shockingly effective. And it especially gets them out of any anxiety because when people are really low functioning with dementia, it's really easy to get anxious. So that's really helpful. But also, it helps wake them up, especially with the alpha frequencies. But really, all the frequencies of delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma are good for dementia because it's getting their brain back to a stable, consistent rhythm of presence and being able to peace and being able to actually think. Very cool. So those are the benefits of it. It just feels really good. I listen to my alpha every morning on the sound vest, actually. And I think of it as my morning tea to really get me awake and present. So these are all the different brainwave states of delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma. So let me show you how we do it. So I've been doing it for about 10 years, so I've gotten really good at telling people's frequencies. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to play these assessment tones, and you're going to need headphones. So go get some headphones because you won't hear the low frequencies on computer speakers. The low frequencies are below what computer speakers carry. So go get some headphones, and I'm going to play each of the 12 notes and rhythms and have you tune in to which one's the most peaceful, calm, and still. Now, we're not looking for anything that gets you high or makes you float up above your seat, right? We often find a happy note. We're not looking for happy. We're looking for peaceful, calm, and grounded. So it's nothing activating. It's the one you want to listen to all day long and the one that allows you to breathe. So this is really where you're at peace. Now, what we do is we normally charge $148 for this assessment. And I'm really good at telling, but you might be able to tell. And if you can tell and know for sure, I can send you the CDs for only $80. I mean, we would send it for free, but it was a lot of work creating 48 CDs. I mean, a whole lot of work. So I've got delta, theta, alpha, beta with gamma on each one in all 12 keys. So that's 48 CDs I've got. And then we'll send you the actual CD of delta, theta, alpha, and beta tuned to you with gamma and all each one. So check it out and see what you think, or you can also book a session and then we can do it with me and then I'll help you figure it out. Okay. Okay. So let me play these 12 notes and rhythms. Okay. By the way, at the Institute, what we do is we put you on the sound table and that's vibrating powerfully as well as listening to the rhythms and the notes, the whole table's vibrating. Then you're completely overwhelmed by the frequency, and it's a little easier even to tell then. So if you happen to be in the area, we can book it here in Sausalito as well. Okay, so I'm going to hide these so you don't see the actual notes. Okay, because some people have a predisposition to certain notes. So I'm just going to have them hidden while you're actually listening to them, and I'm just going to number them as we go. Okay. So computer audio. There we go. Okay. So here's number one. Keep track of the numbers for yourself as to which one's the most peaceful, calm, and still. Here's number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Six, five, five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. can. Okay, let me share my screen again and show you the different notes here. So, one is G, two is G sharp or A flat, three is A, four is A sharp or B flat, five is B, six is C, seven is C sharp or D flat, eight is D, nine is D sharp or E flat. 10 is E, 11 is F, and 12 is F sharp or G flat. So what I've discovered is that people with slower metabolism, which is the slowest, would be like a G here. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let me backtrack. The first thing you see when you see somebody is how scattered or stable they are. A little too much coffee. Or spiritual leader, really still. In fact, we like to go sit in satsang with them and just absorb that stillness, in meditation. So the second thing you see is how fast somebody moves. And that's what we're talking about here, your actual metabolism rhythm. You can not only see it in how fast they move, but how fast they talk, how fast they blink, how fast they walk, and as mentioned before, how fast they breathe. My note is a B. So I breathe naturally four in and four out, or a really deep breath would be eight in and eight out. Let me count. Here's four in. One, two, three, four. Out, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. That's slower. Or out two, or really slow, and two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Okay. So we all breathe in time with our metabolism when you're at rest, when you're not stressed, right? When we're around other people, sometimes we synchronize to their rhythm. If we're around any other music, we're going to synchronize to that music. But when we're in our own vibration, we breathe to our own rhythm of our metabolism, right? So you can also see it in their breathing when you look at a person. But again, you can see it by walking rate. As long as they haven't drunk a whole bunch of coffee, you can see people that are really walk fast versus people that walk slow, and that will tell you their rhythm. You can also do tapping and tap faster or slower on your chest and find it that way. Okay. So what I've learned is people with slower metabolism are more heavyset. Not always, but generally one through three or four they're going to be the slower metabolism, where they're going to be a little more heavy set. So if I see somebody that's really, really thin, I hardly even look for the 1-3-4s on them when I'm doing this. I do this on Zoom where I'm watching the person, or I do it in person as well. Whereas the people with faster metabolism, like 11 and 12, I mean, these people are really cruising. Now, faster people can be scattered or stable, and slower people can be scattered or stable. And we commonly confuse fast or scattered. We commonly confuse scattered with fast. So when somebody's really scattered, we think they're moving really fast. Well, they could be a slow metabolism and totally be scattered, and we think and we get confused and think they're because they're jumping around, right? They're not in their slow rhythm. So fast metabolism, like 11 or 12, they're generally thinner. Now, 12 I've found could either go either way. 12s can be really fast. And if they're really fast, they're like, no, 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 no. I mean, they are cruising, right? And then, or 12 sometimes drop down to a lower octave where they're really slow, slower than the G. Whoa, 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 whoa. And I know a couple of 12s that are like that are like unbelievably slow and peaceful in a way. And they're in their vibration. Actually, I should mention, I know one of my friends is a 11, which is an F, and she's really, really fast, but really stable. And it's so cool to see people that are really fast, but really stable at the same time. Okay. So I often look at body type in the beginning just to see where they're going to be in the range, right? Between heavy set or thin or just kind of average body type. You don't know for sure because hormones can throw it off, but that's a good starting point. What's also interesting about different notes is people that are slower metabolism often, not always, often don't like fast people that are faster. It's like, God, you're like a little fly, slow down, slow down. Right? Same thing. People that are fast metabolism often don't like people that are slower metabolism. It's like, God, come on, speed up, right? I mean, you could also people that are the same note, it's instant chemistry. I mean, you could have a whole dating service based on notes, right? It's really, really cool. So we could actually do a not, I mean, I've actually been with not only those of the same note, but I've been with others that are a musical fit. So if it's a nice musical interval, that's cool. So that's really interesting to for that. You can also just notice when you're at peace. When you're really at peace, you can go to an instrument or go online to virtualpiano.net and just play each of the notes and see which one makes you, or see which one matches your piece. Although I found rhythms are more important than notes because they're kind of more effective on your system. That's why I have both the rhythms and the notes in these assessment tones. Okay. We do sell these assessment tones as well separately, or you can again buy the whole system for $888. Okay. So this is the assessment. There are people that have information about the type of person you are based on your note or rhythm, but the charts I've seen are really negative. It'd be nice to have a chart that says you're all about compassion, your rhythm's about love, you're about gratitude, and I mean, but we don't have that chart. But again, the main thing we know is this is where your whole physical body goes into a healthy state. It's where your emotional body is at peace. It's also where there's complete focus with the mental body because you're not jumping around anymore. And as mentioned, it's a portal to higher dimensions of universal love and source, because spiritually, that's where you are when you're in your rhythm. You're in your rhythm. It's all about getting tuned back to you. Stable, consistent you. Let me play a song of mine. Okay. So here's my note of B. Of course, B is the best note. And B is, I'm going to play B and Alpha, a little bit of it, just to give you an idea of the song that we send out. And you may not like this that much because it's not yours, but at least you can watch me because I'll be blissed out here. Actually, let me stop sharing my screen. I'm just going to share the sound so you can watch me while you're doing this. Watch me get blissed out, okay? So at least it'll be something you'll enjoy here. You might like the song anyway. Okay. So this is the song Awakening in B with alpha frequencies, na 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 na, in the background in the note of B. Okay. Let me play. I'm not going to play the whole thing. I'm going to skip ahead. Just play the last 10 minutes here. Okay. Check this out. Watch me. I'll be blissed out.
where you had headphones so you could hear that bass fading out. By the way, the rhythms are embedded in the background, so you can barely hear them, but your brain still gets them of alpha and this one, which is na 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 na. That's going on the whole time in that song. Na 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 na. And left and right, so it synchronizes the left and right brain. Sorry. So nice to be able to breathe to that song for me because it's so my rhythm. And I can breathe with it so perfectly. I even added in that song different air sounds that sound like the breath, so it helps you breathe along with it. It's really excellent. Jeffrey Thompson's research has found that every part of the body, every organ and every part of the body is in direct relationship to that rhythm of you. So it's synchronizing every part of the body down to the cellular level because it's all in direct relation to that one note and rhythm. Also, what I've come to believe is that this is your soul note. Your soul is a frequency, so it has to be a, let me put it this way. Your soul, everything is a frequency, so your soul has to be a frequency as well. I'm kind of blissed out from listening to that song. So your soul frequency, I assume, is the frequency where you're at peace in your body, which is your metabolism frequency that we're just found. Right? I believe your soul is a frequency that never wobbles. And when you connect to that soul frequency, you're perfectly at peace all the time. Alice Bailey talks about building the bridge or the Antahkarana to the soul to really meditate on that frequency and that energy of your soul and let that be the guide for your being instead of your emotional body where you're on the roller coaster of emotions throughout the day, which most of us are, or your mental body, which is a little more stable than the emotional body, but still is kind of gets off a bit, to actually have your soul frequency that never wobbles, pure, stable, consistent vibration of you. And it's the frequency that carries your information of your being from lifetime to lifetime. That's really cool when you have that to be able to get you back to your soul, which also has your soul purpose, and your soul is connected to all frequencies, which is source. So not only all energy and information in the universe, but also all of your past life information is carried within your soul, and especially your soul purpose. Why you're here? What are you doing here? Oh, what's the point? Right? So this is very cool to be able to get back to your soul. I often think of your soul as a pure frequency, and all of the information that you learn from lifetime to lifetime is like a harmonic structure, almost a sacred geometry structure around that pure frequency. And as you ascend or get more, I used to think you would get more back just to your soul. Actually, what happens is you actually don't lose all that information that you learn because that's helping you to grow to a much higher level of consciousness. So all of that information gets into harmony because often the information from the past lives contains a lot of like regrets or a lot of pain that you've hurt or karma that you've created by hurting others. So you need to actually work with that energies to actually resolve it, either transcend it or do good. Transcend it or do good. So you get all of that harmonic structure around your soul core frequency to be in harmony. Again, I don't believe your soul needs healing.
people talk about soul healing. Maybe I've had some psychics or intuitives say, yeah, some people actually need healing. It's really rare, though. I think your soul is perfect. The rest of you might be a mess, but your soul is really perfect. So even if you don't know its frequency, to reside in that energy of perfection made from source is the deal. And just find any note that feels right for it. Again, if you want to get CDs, if you know your note now, you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com and I can send you the four CDs in Delta, Theta, Alpha, and Beta for only $80 instead of $148. If you want to book a session, just email me or go to yourhomenote.com and we can do that as well. So again, our intention is may everybody find their note and rhythm and get back to who they are. That's the whole deal. Hold that energy for the rest of the evening, rest of the weekend, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thank you for listening.